This is a Speak Your Success Media production. And today I wanted to get into how student athletes can ultimately cheat the system to prepare for any job that they desire to have. All right, how they can cheat the system, the cheat code, okay, the cheat code to prepare for any job interview that you have, all right? So I'm gonna play this clip from our session and then we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna unpack it just after that. All right, so take a listen to this clip.
So this is how to prepare to interview other people, but this is also how you can prepare for an interview yourself, right? And the same way that you prepare for about to get interviewed on a podcast can be the same way that you prepare for like a job interview or whatever else it might be. If you know that you're gonna be on somebody's podcast, right? Like if I know I'm about to be on your podcast, Jack, I would go back and I would look and see what other type guest has Jack interviewed? Who was the last guest that Jack interviewed? So then when I come on your show and you're like, John, it's great to have you on the show and da 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 da. And I'd be like, man, Jack, thanks for having me. It's a privilege, man, to be here. And man, it was pretty cool when you interviewed Solomon. That's probably one of my favorite episodes. And you'll be like, oh, okay, cool, man. Thanks for checking out the show. You know, it's just one of those things that it just sets you up for success, right? Because you're able to be prepared as opposed to like getting caught off guard type deal, right? So, this is a few tips. So, I believe that you should utilize YouTube to the best of your ability. Anybody here, this isn't even on there, but does anybody here use AI at all? By a show of hands, any of y'all? ChatGPT, y'all use ChatGPT or y'all use a different one? Have any of y'all heard of Google Gemini? Y'all put Google Gemini to work? Y'all like Google Gemini better than ChatGPT? You do? Google, yeah, my man on it. My man like, yeah, I was, duh. So look, let's just do this. Let's do this, Dr. Sobers. This is what we're gonna do. Okay, So let's say that I am going to interview, let's say that I'm going to interview, I don't know, I'll just say, let's say that I'm going to interview, if I'm going to interview Muhammad Ali, right? That's good. Okay. Is this helping anybody so far?
Yes.
Is this beneficial?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So let's say that I am going to interview Muhammad Ali. Okay. Let's just say, what are 10 questions that I could ask Muhammad Ali for my podcast. My man in the back, what's your name, sir?
Pierre.
Come up here, Pierre. Please come up here. Can we give Pierre a hand clap as he comes? Come on, Pierre. So I wanted to bring Pierre up here just because Pierre said he'd be on Google Gemini, man. I just wanted to bring him up. So Pierre, man, do me a favor and just read two of the questions that you like. Two of the questions that you like and that you would ask Muhammad Ali if you had the chance to interview him. What would be two of the questions that you would read from those 10?
I like the first one. What inspired you to become a boxer and how do you develop your unique fighting style?
Do y'all think that's an interesting question, right?
Yeah.
That sounds like somebody took time and thought about that, right? Man, give me another one, Pierre. Give me another one. What's another one?
Reflecting on your remarkable career, what do you hope people remember most about Muhammad Ali, both inside and outside the ring?
Can I give you some dap? I like that one too, man. I was looking at that one too, man. Yeah, you are. Good job, man. Go ahead. Can we get him, Pierre, one more time? Thanks, man. Awesome. So let's say that you're busy. Let's say you had a track meet. Let's say that you had a rowing competition. Let's say whatever it was, right? You didn't have time to think up questions. I know we're not gonna make a habit of this, but let's say you didn't have time. Then you can use ChatGPT. But then watch this. We don't like these 10 questions. Give me 10 more. Of course, here are 10 more questions for your podcast with Muhammad Ali. It's asking about his daughter. Your daughter, Layla Ali, followed in your footsteps and became a successful boxer on her own right. What was it like for you to see her pursue a similar path, and how did you support her along the way? What? That's a great question. Oh my goodness, Vic. That's not a good question?
It is a good question.
Isn't it? Oh my goodness. Then it says, what else? Let's see. Okay, wow, this is good. Your Parkinson's diagnosis in the 1980s presented a new kind of challenge. How did you cope with the physical and emotional toll of the disease while still remaining active in public life? What are we talking about here? This is amazing. Get ChatGPT out of here. This is crazy. So now you are, would you just say yes as I ask you these questions, because I want to make sure. I want to do a pulse check, Dr. Sober. Just a quick pulse check. Okay, so just pulse check. We'll make sure we all alive, we all still here. So do you all know how to create a podcast audio? Do you know how to create an audio-only podcast?
Yes.
Okay, Reginald. Do you all know how to create an audio and video podcast?
Yes.
Do you all know how to come up with questions to ask your guests for a podcast?
Yes.
All right, family. All right. So look, as you heard in the clip, right? And this is from one of our live sessions, our live workshops that we have done in the past. This was with the University of Texas. Shout out to them. But what I wanted to just really unpack here, I wanted to unpack ChatGPT has been beneficial. However, if we don't know what to type into it, we don't know what to prompt it, we don't know what to say or the commands to give ChatGPT, then ChatGPT will not be beneficial for us, all right? So in terms of preparing for a job interview, right, there are certain things we want to know about certain companies. So I would say utilize ChatGPT, but then also utilize your Google. And the reason why we want to do that is because we want to know what are the company's morals, right? What does the company stand by? What is the company proud of? And then we want to know a little bit about the job responsibilities, the job duties of the job that we're potentially interviewing for, or the internship that we're interviewing for. If we don't begin to get this information, then we're going to go into the interview blind. So we must go in and we must already identify what are the duties potentially, right? Because then after we identify what the duties are, and then we identify the company's standards and, you know, what they're standing by and what they're standing for, it makes us easier to speak to what they've been doing. It makes it easier for us to share our accomplishments and our skill set, which ultimately is going to better position us for this particular job, for this particular role, right? And then as we do that, now we can go and we can leverage ChatGPT, and now we can leverage our Google even more in depth to where we can come up with questions. You can ask ChatGPT, what are some questions that I should ask a boss or a CEO who is in front of me and I'm interviewing for this particular job? What are questions I should ask, right? So these are some things you want to begin to consider, because you want to be in the position to where you're most prepared as you possibly can be, even if you don't have that much time to prepare. So this is why we want to leverage ChatGPT. This is why we want to leverage Google. This is why we want to research the company. And this is going to set us up for success, to be able to have a conversation with the interviewing manager, to be able to have a conversation with the CEO, and to be able to shoot the breeze and talk and do what we need to do to where we can get in position for this job. Once again, this has been a Speak Your Success Media production. And I'm Jonathan Jones. This has been Beyond the Ball, where we help student athletes succeed beyond their degree. All right, family, until next time, peace and God bless.